Law and order.
In the criminal justice system, the people were represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the police, who investigated crime, and the district attorneys who prosecuted the offenders. These are their stories. Chung Chung!
Law.
The codification of the law was a process as old as humanity itself. Though legal codes varied through time and geography, murder was almost universally forbidden, except in 21st century Baltimore.
Order.
Throughout human history, bands of brave men and women, largely Irish, were tasked with keeping the criminal element at bay. Modern law enforcement would have been impossible without the two totems of police power, the badge and the gun. The badge was society's permission slip to transgress behavioral norms in pursuit of justice. The gun was the most extreme form of that transgression. Also important, the mop handle. The first professional metropolitan police force, London's Bobbies, was founded as a means of providing employment for men with enormous melon-shaped heads. Law was sometimes meted out by vigilante mobs, though thankfully many of these lynchings were later overturned by DNA evidence.
Trial by jury.
The legal process reached its apex with the formulation of this adversarial system. At its essence, it required five main players.
The judge.
Presided over trials, decided punishments. The robe was worn in order to leave something to the imagination.
The prosecutor
was interested in only two things, justice and keeping her conviction percentage high, not in that order.
The defense attorney.
One of the 5% of law school graduates who actually used his degree to help people, or to subvert society from within, depending on who you asked.
The scumbag.
Knew if she kept her pretty little trap shut, those saps on the jury would let her off.
The jury.
12 angry people, each with assigned roles. Number 8, the lone dissenter. Number 10, the racist. Number 3, the lonely retiree who never, ever wants the trial to end.
Incarceration.
One of our core beliefs was that criminals could be rehabilitated by locking them up with other criminals in dehumanizing conditions. In retrospect, we believed a lot of crazy shit.
Customs and manners.
Not every law was written down. Customs and manners were informal but powerful checks on human behavior. Etiquette varied between socioeconomic classes, leading to countless fancy parties being spoiled by uncouth boors who, for instance, complained that the steak still had marks where the jockey had whipped it. Manners also changed over time, leading some older people to complain about kids these days when they spotted younger humans mixing racially.
Basic toilet etiquette was fairly standard throughout the world. Seat left down, acceptable. Seat left up, disrespectful. Seat left down with turd in the bowl. Totally uncool.
War.
Once humans organized into a society, we immediately noticed that other humans had also organized into completely different societies, and we were compelled to attack them. Violent conflict between societies was called war, and was one of the few universal constants of human existence. We waged war to acquire land or possessions from others, to retaliate for their attempts to acquire land or possessions from us, or because it was Tuesday. Most world religions denounced war as a barbaric waste of human life. We treasured the teachings of these religions so dearly that we frequently had to wage war in order to impose them on other people.
In the ruins, landmines.
Some hundreds of thousands of these explosive, no trespassing signs still dot the landscape. A few of them are probably still active, and we kind of forgot where we put most of them. Long story short, steer clear of Asia.
The Geneva Convention.
The Geneva Convention, first formulated in Zurich in 1929, clarified what wartime atrocities were a little much, even for us.
When showering a city with incendiary bombs, hospitals are off limits. Only buildings housing healthy people may be incinerated by chemicals burning at 4,000 degrees. After blowing off your enemy's feet with a landmine, you are not permitted to attach electrodes to his stumps for the purposes of extracting information. You can't wear a uniform covered in fake blood, then jump up and start killing people. You may not shoot members of the Red Cross, not even a little, nor prevent them from inspecting your prisons, nor touch their property, nor leave live hand grenades in their medical kits, nor get fresh with their nurses, nor fling dead rats at them for a laugh, nor just stay the fuck away from the Red Cross, okay?